Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, you can win tickets to Stinker Let's Loose Live, presented by Sketchfest. This is the SF Sketchfest that is happening starting tomorrow and running through the 28th. Best-selling author Mike Sachs presents a live stage reading of the audiobook adaptation of the classic 1970s trucker movie, Stinker Let's Loose. I've never seen this 1970s trucker movie.
Or I've never even heard of the book either.
And there's an all-star cast involved in this reading. John Hamm.
Yeah.
Busy Phillips. Andy Richter. Paul F. Tompkins. Janet Varney. John DiMaggio. Steve Aggie. Kevin Pollak. And more. So it's a big live stage reading of this movie. This book adaptation. It's like an audiobook thing. And you can be our guest at the event. Be caller number 9. You'll instantly get on the Alice guest list at the door. Enjoy the biggest independent comedy event of the year. SF Sketchfest comes to San Francisco 11th through the 28th. Check out the lineup of shows and purchase tickets at sketchfest.com. Are we going to have tickets for this again tomorrow? Or is this...
Yes. Okay. One more pair tomorrow.
Our text number is the same number you would call to win a contest. You just send a text there. That's all.
800-400-3697.
Right. 510 says, and here's some of the stuff you guys wrote us throughout the morning that we haven't been able to, we don't want you in until later. We're busy talking.
Blah, blah, blah. Now that it's 9 o'clock and we've run out of things to say.
Now it's your
here's
turn.
Here's your turn.
Hey, Sarah, Vin, Yuzi, who? Sarah, a shout out to your buddy Tommy Igo.
Oh, what about him?
Saw him at Yoshi's last night and he was on fire. Love those guys.
He is amazing.
Thanks for introducing me to Tommy and his groove conspiracy.
You're welcome. I'm so glad I know him. I have to say that he's one of the funnest people that I know.
I like him too.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
510, the age difference between Hooman and I never fails to sadden me.
Oh.
I don't.
What is?
Perhaps they're the same age and Hooman acts younger. I don't know.
Or maybe they want to date Hooman really bad, but because they don't understand that he likes an older woman. I don't know.
I don't know either. I can't. You would be the most qualified person to interpret.
Oh, well, that's actually sad that I'm the most qualified because no, as far as I'm concerned, he's a mystery to us all.
Pablo Escobar killed a player because he didn't win a game. That was in Colombia, not Brazil. This is from a conversation
yesterday,
I think.
Yeah.
We are corrupt in Brazil, not soccer player killers.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Oscar Pistorius's girlfriend was not so lucky, says 908.
That's
you are
what
correct.
I thought about
Reva
when you did
Steenkamp.
Uh-huh. Right.
Was that her name?
Yeah.
Shot her through the bathroom door.
And then tried to say it was. What
he
was
thought it was
saying?
A burglar.
Yeah, he said he thought it was a home invasion.
Mm-hmm. Because he couldn't hear her saying,
hear his girlfriend screaming and hadn't chased her in there in the first place.
Maybe she was just helping him with his constipation, laughy face.
Scaring
so do you
out
think
of him.
He,
yeah.
He pooped at that point? Oh, my God, Sarah.
Well, you'd
I'm
have
laughing.
To, I mean.
They love it.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Saying, I'm laughing my
ass
getting
off. Crap for it. That's what he. I mean, think about it, though. You know, if there was ever something that would help.
There is a movement to make salaries public. One way to get equity. Quality? Okay. Millennials are smarter than others.
Oh, thanks, guys, for letting us know.
415. Why shouldn't someone share their salary with others?
I don't know, it's just private.
Yeah, if there's wage transparency, women will know they make less. Can't have that.
It's a good point. As soon as I heard you say that millennials like the value of the transparency, I'm like, oh, well, there it is. And that is how you find out that you're making less than the guy doing the same job as you.
718 says, Vinny, STFU about fair wages. You need to educate yourself on systematic oppression. Let me tell you what I was taught. It is impolite to share your wages. You very well could be bragging about getting a better wage than someone else is.
People are either disappointed or envious, and neither one of those is what you want.
And you have to work with them the next day.
Right.
They might very well hate you after that. So it's not good for work relations.
Or they pity you.
That's what I was taught. Well, sure, but I'm just telling you what I was taught.
Absolutely.
So if there's a new...
Apparently, there is a new way.
Dawning, and everyone's supposed to wear their wage on their sleeve, so be it. I'm not doing that.
I agree. I feel like it's private.
707 says, I don't share my info. I shared my pay info, and it bit me in the butt. Another employee quit. Yeah, I don't think it's good for the workforce relations, but that's, again, I was taught that. I was... taught also that it's sort of braggy if you're telling people what you make. Oh, right. What I make. Let me get my pinky in the air and tell you.
Mm.
Aren't I great?
Well, money in general is an uncomfortable subject, and it's just best not to discuss that kind of thing with people. It's, you know, it gets crunchy fast.
415 says, illegal in California now to ask applicants how much they made in prior jobs.
Mm.
Again, trying to reach equality. Yeah, make your arrangement going in and accept that wage with eyes wide open,
right.
Or say no. But that doesn't seem right that you would accept that wage and then ask, you know, Bill down the hall what he makes and then go back and say, I don't like the deal I made.
Yeah.
Turns out I should have held out longer for a better deal.
Right.
I don't know. I guess I'm wrong on this one. I'll STFU. Who said that? Whatever.
You niner.
Here it is again. Hey, Sarah and Vinny, it's actually a good thing to discuss wages, especially for women. How are we supposed to address the wage gap if we don't know how much our male counterparts are making? Thanks, Coco.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right.
Go ahead if you want to.
Being transparent about your wages to your coworkers puts pressure on companies to offer fake wages?
I don't know what that means. Fake wages?
A lot of people believe that you should share your wages. So, okay.
If that's what you want to do, then do it.
It's something new.
I also think, too, I don't know, like, I don't know. I don't want to step in it right now.
Come on, step in.
I don't want to, Vinny.
There's a steaming pile right there waiting for you.
I see it. I smell it.
Do
it
barefoot.
I just don't want. I'm not
barefoot.
No, I'm leaving my shoe on if I do it at all. I don't need that between my toes.
Oh my God, my kid the other day.
Oh no, what happened?
She asked. It's so weird being a parent. My kid asked what a booby trap was, and I was like, oh, well. And I went to give her an example, but I realized I realized that I can be very creative about things, and but I don't want to be violent or scary or give her a wrong idea. So that's where I started to think, like, well, I can't.
Like, you should have said balancing a bucket of water at the top of a door.
That's what I'm saying. So I said, if I put Elsa doll over here for you and you came running to Elsa, but right in front of her I had poop, you'd step in the poop. Before you got to Elsa.
It was booby-trapped.
And Elsa was booby-trapped. And now everything is. What if there was poop in front of it, she says, and starts laughing, and you're like, oh, my God.
Oh,
I was trying.
You should have tried something that wasn't
be
poop.
As safe.
A bear trap. You should have done.
But that. A bear trap, what's that? Well, it's snacks.
Right.
I mean, I was trying
to be
safe. You
just don't want to lead to more questions.
And
I'm
now,
sure she took that to school with her.
Everything is poop.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because she's four. She makes that. It's fun.
She loves it. Mm. Laughs and laughs.
I wonder where she gets that from.
The poop.
Yeah. Oh, right, you, because you told her.
Who was that fun musical cover duo?
This Is Us, they're called.
No, it's
us,
not.
Us the Duo.
Us the Duo.
Okay, great.
This Is Us is a TV show. I did the same exact thing when I was talking to Hooman.
Which, by the way, apparently they actually played it like a summer thing or a Now and Zen.
Yeah, Jane texted me 2014.
Yeah, I have absolutely no recollection of that. We were probably doing our live broadcast
exactly.
At that point.
Yeah. What did she say? It was summer thing 2014.
They must have been on a side
She
stage.
Said, and the coolest, sweetest people ever.
Yeah, they seem super cool.
510 says, ILL, Sarah.
What's ILL?
I don't know.
I
Mom,
love life.
Son porn, that's just gross.
ILL. Oh, ill. Maybe they just mean ill. Ill, Sarah.
It's all caps.
Mm. Well, I was just trying to give out, you know, common search terms. Like, I thought it would be some racy thing.
Weirdly, there was in the 70s, that was like a popular theme. I don't know why.
Maybe even like a stepmom thing.
That's,
maybe that's
right,
what I'm thinking
sure.
of. Yeah, I was just trying to, you know.
ILL might stand for Intense Love Lust.
No.
Or I Love Lucy.
Oh, I Love Lucy. They probably are saying, I love Lucy, Sarah.
Right. 510 says, I think about Vinny's ass all the time.
Oh.
Okay.
How nice for you.
It's probably a guy, though, right?
I don't know.
Probably is. I mean, it's still nice to be
yeah,
loved.
Yeah, still a compliment.
For sure. Sarah, it's too late. He missed it. The movie WALL-E totally predicted our future. It's so sad. We are all going to be a bunch of fat people sitting on our asses having everything brought to us.
Okay.
Scott Budman phoned in from the Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh, God. So
as
funny.
The technology continues to move at a rapid pace to the point where we will never have to lift a finger.
Yeah. Tea, Earl Grey, hot. That's what I'm going to tell my car. On my way to work.
Yeah.
When 408 I'm watching
says,
TV.
Get some work done. Really, Sarah? You know we're all going to be napping on the way to work instead.
Yeah. No, I would actually get some work done. Are you kidding me? I could actually get here 20 minutes later. Yuzi, you could just send me all the crap I have to read.
And you could just read
I
it
just
on the
cut
way
it
in.
And paste it and make my own documents. It would be great.
804 says, oh, thank God. It's good Scott, not evil Scott.
Oh,
we have
boy.
A good Scott and
we
evil Scott.
We have a good Scott and evil Scott. Scott Budman is good Scott. Scott Capurro is evil Scott.
Yeah.
The reason Clay Aiken is probably so high up on the list is he released a Christmas album that was pretty popular.
Yeah.
That's from 916. Yeah, he's fourth on the list of highest earning or biggest selling American Idol stars. That's shocking.
He didn't even win.
Well, I can't name one song from him.
No, I can only name... Actually, I can't name one. I did hear him sing the Empower You theme.
Play one of his hits.
Well, that, you like it because they're all like church music, right?
Oh, if you got a church song,
didn't
play
he do
a church
all faith
song,
songs?
Well,
this wasn't a hit ever.
Well, what's the wait for the chorus?
One of his biggest hits.
What's the chorus?
Wait,
gross!
Is this?
This is like a creepy song. He wants to watch her in her room, and it's Clay Aiken.
Oh.
Him.
Oh,
who am in his room? Right.
Sounds like an Alice Essential.
It doesn't, actually. I do love him, though. I think he's a great singer.
Didn't he run for office? Did
he
win?
Did. He did not win. Mm. He lost. And is he a Carolinian? North or South Carolina?
Or Tennessee. Can't remember. I don't
know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Oh. Hump day.
415 says, I hate people, so I've used Instacart for years.
Oh, I hate people too. I should do that. Except that I couldn't.
And then if
I just have to walk.
If there's an item that perhaps they don't have at the store, they'll send you a text and say, they don't have that item. Would you prefer, or do you want this one?
Whatever. Oh.
Like, I ordered an English cucumber. They didn't have that.
So they got me an English cucumber.
So they got me
What's the difference between an English cucumber and a regular cucumber?
I think that the English one, they're skinnier and longer. Oh. And I just
happen
to like
them. What are you going to do with that?
I just happen to like them.
Put it in a salad, Vinny.
No, actually, we just cut up the, we peel the cucumber.
Don't be perverted, Sarah. I was just talking about the recipe.
Uh-huh.
We peel it.
Uh-huh.
Slice it, and then just have it with vinegar. And olive oil.
Mm. All right.
That's my favorite thing at like a sushi restaurant when they give you that little cucumber salad.
I know. It's so good.
With the sesame seeds on top.
Okay.
Food, Vinny. So good.
Well, how about those turkey and cheese finger sandwiches? Where did those ever?
We got you carrot cake.
You know, we got carrot cake.
You didn't get me carrot cake.
I totally ordered it for you. I know you
415 says, Costco has always taken old returns. They've tightened it up over the years, but people still take advantage of their generous policy.
They are very generous.
I never knew about this policy. I had no idea.
Costco?
It's good to know.
Yeah, they're great. I'm not a person who returns things. That's why I don't know about it. But John will return. Yeah. I mean, we have literally a pile of things that he's waiting to return to like six different stores. Mm-hmm.
The dummy who returned their tree is going to change the Costco policy for the rest of us.
Yep. Well, just their policy on trees.
I showed Sarah a video of a car trying to outrun a mudslide.
Mm, crazy.
On Instagram that had been posted. And then when we talked about it on air, she said, you know, you're running from the mudslide. And I was expressing that it was a little car. And I'm sure that person was wishing for a little more horsepower in that moment. 510. And you said, we're riffing. And you said, well, you know, it's going to catch her, whoever. It's going to catch them when they hit a stop sign.
Right.
510 says, so when you're trying to outrun a flood, you obey all traffic laws?
Well, you don't want to get T-boned by another car.
You're going to not stop.
Well, I'm going to slow down and look. I don't want to hit it. What if a person's trying to cross the street?
You were already surfing the mudslide as it was.
Listen, I don't want to hurt anyone. That's my prime directive.
Is that right?
Yeah. Actually, it might be. I don't want to hurt anybody.
The ad for IKEA is also a little gross. Are they going to be handling all these peed-on news ads? Yeah,
you probably just hold it up for them.
Yeah, whatever.
By the time you get there, it's pretty much dry. They don't take it from you.
The pregnancy ad was the funniest thing I've heard in a long time. Driving down the road, literally laughing out loud nonstop.
So just in case anybody didn't hear this story, IKEA, is it part of their catalog? Like, I don't know where you get this ad from, but it's a piece of paper and it has a crib on it. And if you pee on the ad and you're pregnant, it'll change the price to a lower price.
Right.
Like, somehow the pee affects the, that's how you know, because the price went down, which is hilarious.
Well, it's a pregnancy test.
So clever.
So it tells you
you're
pregnant.
And now they're hanging up in your house. I mean, it's a keepsake, for God's sake, with IKEA written all over it. They're so smart. That's brilliant.
Costco clearly states they'll take anything back except TVs. I've returned two Roombas after using them for 3 years each, and they broke. My husband was deeply ashamed, but we saved $60.
Wow. They won't take a TV back?
I don't know. I've never taken anything back to them.
Shorter policy on those. And they don't return alcohol either.
Oh, Brian's an expert.
Usually it's gone. Here's my empty bottle of alcohol. I don't know what happened to you replace that for me?
Sounds like people will try anything.
Right.
I'm out of time. Is that what the look I
yeah,
just got?
Yeah, we got a secret show. So let's get
yeah, we're going to do a secret show today. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a fun little hump day we had here today. Lots of belly laughs. I was laughing. I can't remember what I was laughing at, but something Vinny said an hour ago. My stomach actually started hurting me. I was laughing so hard.
I'm super excited for John Mayer, you guys. It's tomorrow night. We'll see you out. We're all going.
We sure are. We get to intro him, too.
Oh, we do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm really a big fan of his guitar playing.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to see him really do his thing.
In action.
Yeah.
I hope he goes crazy for you, Vin.
I hope he does, too.
Yeah, that's going to be great. So hopefully hung on to your ticket from the December 12th date. This is the rescheduled date. It's tomorrow night. We're all over the moon about it. I'm psyched to see Matt. I haven't seen Matt Nathanson in a couple years, too. That'll be super fun.
I think I saw him
last. No, I agree.
Unless he sees me first, right?
Right. He played a Super Bowl show here, like on the Embarcadero, right. And I got to introduce him.
Oh, cool! Oh,
yeah, so that's the last time I saw him, and he was killer as ever.
All right. He's actually, make sure you listen between the songs because he's actually a stand-up comedian. Like his songs, are nice. You like his songs, and then in between, you're rolling on the floor laughing. The
guy's a showman.
So funny. He really is. He's great. So yeah, we're all excited over here. All right, we're gonna go do a secret show.
Yep.
This will be our second one of 2018. Yesterday's was what a fun show.
Don't miss
was.
Yesterday's.
Oh, you could miss it. You could just go back and listen
get
to
out
of
here.
2017. There was one moment in there though that was just like you'll know it when you hear it. The secret the secret show. It's a podcast we do. We're all thinking about it right now.
Yes.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh, really?
I'm not.
Okay. You can find that at RadioAlice.com. Listen, we're open for business all day. We have more chances for you to win your way into the night before with the Dave Matthews Band. We've also got more chances for you to win your way into Winterland tomorrow night. Stay here at the Alice all day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.